Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by American Tourist Travel. For all your travel needs, contact American Tourist Travel at americantouristtravel.com. The show is also being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area, Elite Vacation Homes is the place to go. They have homes from 2 to 6 bedrooms, they have pools, they have game rooms, and they have outside barbecues. So contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. The show is also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for Disney World, Universal, SeaWorld, contact Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. And our last sponsor is David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you need to rent a DVC hotel, if you want to stay at the Boardwalk, the Yacht and Beach Club, Animal Kingdom Lodge, Contemporary, contact David's at davidsvacationclubrentals.com. And now on with the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to podcast number 168. Joined as always by my good buddy, Dan. Hey, Dan, pull up a stool.
Hey, Doug, how you doing today?
I'm doing well. We're going to get our food on and talk a little bit about the Contemporary. We're going to do a WDW Main Street Contemporary dining plan. How's that sound to you?
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. We've been doing all this eating for the holiday. Now we're going to talk more food. How's that sound, Dan?
Yeah, sounds great.
So, I know one of your favorite restaurants is in the Contemporary, so I think we know where you'll be having dinner, but we will see. The surprises will come out.
Right. Never be too sure.
If I was a betting man, it was life or death. I think I would have to bet on this one, though.
Okay.
Oh, geez. Here we go. He's going to whack me.
No. We'll see.
How about you start us out with some breakfast, then? Where are you going to eat? We're over at the Contemporary. We're staying the entire day at the Contemporary. We're going to enjoy some of the fun on Bay Lake. What do you think? Have some fun, maybe ride a couple boats. I'm even thinking about doing some parasailing. What about you?
Nah, that ain't my cup of tea, but
me and Brenda will do that one day. You've never wanted to do that?
Oh, I've always wanted to do it since I've seen the people out there doing it. I just don't have the courage to get up there and actually do it.
Yeah, well, if I let a bunch of yin-yangs on the job site let me go up in lifts and take me up on different cranes and stuff like that, I think I'd trust Disney to do it for me.
Right. Yeah, Sammy Duvall, he's a trustworthy guy, right?
Well, Disney monitors him. If it was Sammy Duvall down Atlantic City, no, I wouldn't be doing it. But if they're doing it at Disney World, yeah. I would. It's one of those things. It's on the bucket list. I would love to be up in the air on Bay Lake. Me and Brenda might do that. Maybe that'll be like my 50th or 60th birthday present to myself.
There you go.
Yeah, it's one of those things. I think I would really enjoy it. It would be really cool. I don't know how full of a stomach I could have doing it, but we'll see. So start us off with some breakfast so we can fuel up to do our parasailing, buddy.
Yeah, I am going to start off at the Wave of American Flavors for breakfast, actually. I'm going to get the spinach, tomato, feta, and cheese scrambled eggs with breakfast potatoes and biscuit for $8.99, which seems pretty reasonable for the Contemporary to me.
It seems good. That's pretty reasonable for anywhere on Disney property.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised when I got looking at the menu here. And I'm also going to get a side of chicken sausages with that as well. That's another $4.99. But even with those two things combined, not a bad price for breakfast at Walt Disney World.
I'm just proud of you that you're getting the chicken sausage, buddy. That's a good boy.
It was the only offering.
Well, that's why. I know you'd probably go with the meat if you could, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Then you got to stop that then. I'll tell you what. To speak of sausage, so our listeners know where I was. No, at our local farmer's market. We have this local farmer's market here. It's an Amish market. They have fresh turkey sausage. Dan, I'm telling you, you've never tasted a better sausage in your life. And they do the breakfast links and for lunch, and they do all different flavors, like with sun-dried tomato, sage, all different apple. They have apple maple, which is to die for. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, you would never miss a pork or a meat sausage again in your life if you had these turkey sausage or these chicken. They do chicken sausage there too. They're out of this world.
I've actually had a couple up here that locally that they offer in the supermarket, and they're not bad. They've come a long way. Just turkey and chicken sausage in general, and turkey and chicken products in general are a lot better than they used to be years ago. So I forget the brand name that it is, but they spice it up, and you're right, you can't even really tell that they're pork, if you will.
Yeah, we just had also for the holiday, I made a, we had regular meat on the first 2 days, and then Brenda made me have a turkey and a chicken over the last few. And we did turkey burger hamburgers with Italian style, and they were hot and good. They were some, it was some good eating.
Yeah, that's the only thing I can't, that's still, I mean, maybe if you spice it up correctly, but we used to do the, when we had meatloaf, she'd at least cut it half and half and do half the turkey or chicken and half, you know, beef or pork or whatever. And, but I just can't do like a chicken patty or something like that. I don't know. Maybe it's psychological or whatever, but it just doesn't go well with me.
Well, my argument is, and I'll fight with people, like, they'll tell you can't tell the difference. With the sausages, you can't really that much, but they're just as good. They're better in a different way. The texture's awesome because that's one of the problems I did have. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to tell you I'll make you a turkey burger and it'll taste, you won't be able to taste the difference between a hamburger.
Right.
But I will tell you it will taste just as good, but it'll be a different kind of flavor. If you follow me, I hate people that, not hate people. I don't hate anybody. But my point is, I don't like it when people tell you you won't be able to taste the difference. No, you will.
Right.
You absolutely will. Your turkey burger is never a beef burger. But if you flavor it right and cook it right, it can taste just as good in a different way.
Yeah, it's just a good different taste. It's not going to be, you know, the hamburger that you're used to or whatever. So, yeah, I would agree with that. But, I mean, the sausage, I think the type of spices that tend to be in sausages do a real good job at covering up or masking some of the flavor of the turkey or chicken. So I think that's why the sausages tend to, lend themselves, to being a fake sausage, if you will.
Yeah, because of the heat. The heat masks a lot of it, too.
Yeah, that could be.
But, no, I'll tell you what, this breakfast menu looks really good here. I thought about going here. I'll tell you what, the Wave Signature sweet potato pancakes, I wonder how they would be. They look really good.
Honey pecan butter, choice of bacon or pork sausage, or chicken sausage. What are you going with?
I'm going with the chicken sausage because my wife will be with me, and I will get in trouble if I go the other way.
Oh, boy.
But they got really good, like, that's what the Wave is all about in a lot of ways, is healthy eating, because you got egg white fritters with spinach, onion, mushroom, potatoes, and cheddar. You got multigrain French toast, brochet French toast, which I would go with the multigrain to be healthy. You got a spinach tomato and feta cheese scrambled eggs. So they have a lot of healthy options on this menu.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole, you're right, that's the whole purpose of the restaurant. I forget, it wasn't healthier eating, but all of these things are that you just mentioned. Mm. I forget what the actual mission statement was of the restaurant or whatever, but you're right, things tend to be like sustainable and eco-friendly and all that stuff. And you know, as you can see when you look up and down the menu, they got all kinds of things that are not traditional, and they put a healthy spin on it, whether they use multi-grain bread or waffle mix or whatever. And you know, like we discussed, they do offer chicken sausage here, so you're right, they do try to stay on the healthier side of things.
Well, if I want to be boring myself, as usual,
okay,
and for breakfast, I'm going to go to Contempo Cafe.
All right.
And what would you think I'm going to get at the Contempo Cafe?
Oh, boy, I have no idea.
I'm going to do my straightforward, me and Brenda's going to split our bounty platter.
Okay.
We got a trend here on breakfast is a lot of my resorts. You know, the scrambled eggs, the bacon turkey sausage, you know, bacon or turkey sausage. We'll get the turkey sausage, breakfast potatoes, French toast, and a biscuit. Me and Brenda will split that. And the reason being is because, again, I'm going to be doing two sit-downs. I'm going to be doing a sit-down lunch and a sit-down dinner. And if I eat a full breakfast, homie can't play that. It's too much for him. So we're going to have a normal breakfast, me and Brendan, and we're going to go swimming and lay by the pool for a little while. We're going to go in, we'll wait a half hour though. before we go in, but
Yeah,
we're
don't
gonna
want you
end up
get
with
the
the
cramp.
no, we're gonna end up with the Bounty Platter. But they also here at the Contempo, you got cereal, with milk. You got a Mickey shaped waffles, which comes with fruit topping, bacon, and or turkey sausage. The breakfast platter, which is scrambled eggs, bacon, turkey. I don't know what the difference between the Bounty Platter comes with the French toast. That's right. You got the regular breakfast platter. I'll tell you what, me and Brenda will probably go with the breakfast platter. We won't eat the French toast. We'll be real good boy and girl. Scrambled eggs, bacon or turkey, sausage, breakfast potatoes and biscuit for $6.79. That's not bad.
No, not at all.
Now
Yeah, I
you,
mean, oh,
you
go ahead.
I'm sorry, or you can do your breakfast sandwiches with a grilled egg, grilled, breakfast sandwich with egg, grilled ham and cheddar cheese. They're $6, or a breakfast burrito. So I'm adding French toast, which all these offerings aren't too bad. The most expensive is the Bounty Platter for $8.99. Everything else is seven or eight, seven, 6 or 7 bucks.
Yeah, and I think I would put this in the category. I think you mentioned the last food show that we did that everybody always says that the deluxes don't have a food court. Well, this is I would view this as the food court for the contemporary. I don't think the menu is expansive as some of the moderates or values for that matter, but certainly anybody that's been over to the contemporary and has either eaten here or even just walked by it is just a open area with a lot of tables and chairs, and I would definitely would say this qualifies as a mini food court, don't you
Oh,
think?
absolutely, because they, the thing is, for lunch or dinner, you got all different assorted treats, chocolate chips and fruit cups and all kind of things for brownies. You got the whole bakery deal going on. Then you always have a soup and salad. There's a sushi area where you can get fresh sushi. You can get a sushi sampler or a California roll. You got flatbreads. You got bacon cheeseburger, assorted wraps, you got salads. You got all grilled chicken sandwiches. So yeah, lobster rolls. There's a pretty extensive menu for lunch and dinner here. And it's basically, like you said, tables. They have pepperoni pizzas, tuna salad platter, so it's basically a food court.
Absolutely. Are
So
you eating breakfast or lunch, by the way?
I mean breakfast, but I was
Oh,
going
okay.
over it because we mentioned the Contempo. I was reading it as far as for you were saying it's their food court. So I was trying to explain besides the breakfast, all the offerings they have for lunch. Because I didn't think you were going there for lunch, are you?
I was, but
Good, you
it's
go
like
there for
you're
lunch.
good.
Okay,
No,
where are you going
that's
for
great.
lunch, buddy?
Yeah, I have the Contempo Cafe for lunch, and I am
Okay.
going to get, you mentioned this, I am going to get the lobster roll, which is a Maine lobster salad and romaine lettuce on a grilled roll with fries, chilled sesame, green beans, or house-made chips for $15.99. That just caught my eye. Oh, I'm also going to get a side of hummus and vegetables for $4.39. Yeah, that just struck me as looking pretty good, and it said Maine lobster, which I'm used to eating up here, so that looked pretty good.
I'll tell you what, then. I was reading your mind. I knew you were headed here.
Oh, okay.
I'll tell you what, though. This menu is so big at the Contempo Cafe. I'd say it is one of the most offerings on property, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty diverse with what you covered for what they had for breakfast. And then when you go to the dinner, or the lunch, rather, I didn't look at the dinner menu. I'm assuming a lot of these items are on it.
Yeah,
And
it
there's
says
probably some.
lunch slash dinner, so they're both
Okay,
on both.
so it's the same menu. But
Yeah.
yeah, but you're right. There's, a little bit of everything. You get some seafood and sandwiches. And like you said, you can get the, the All-American Angus bacon burger and all that stuff. So. And that, I've eaten here many, many times, and they have the refrigerators where you can get your carrot cake or your chocolate cake or your cookies and all that stuff. They have a place where you can get yogurt and ice cream and all the drinks you want. Like I mentioned, they got hummus and vegetables, hummus and pretzels, just all kinds of stuff. So you can pretty much whatever you're in the mood for, even pizza. We mentioned flatbreads, but they even have a Tokyo sushi sampler.
That looked really good with, and then also you could just get the California roll. They have mahi-mahi sandwiches, which sound incredible. I haven't had that yet. I would like to. I parked my butt here one time and it was really good food.
Yeah, I had the mahi-mahi sandwich over at the Riverside. I've never had it here. I don't know if it's
No.
similar or but if it's as good as that one was, I bet you it is good.
It sounds really good. It's a spice crusted mahi mahi sandwich with creamy coleslaw, spicy tartar sauce, on a focaccia roll, with French fries, grilled sesame, green beans, and house-made chips. We're going with the fries, and it's only $10.19.
Not bad.
No, I mean, and then to answer your question, then everything above that we read, the assorted wraps, all the grilled chicken sandwiches. You got a hot smoked turkey sandwich, Italian stacked sandwich with a ham, cheese, basically a hoagie. But then they have all that is included with dinner. But you also have extras on the dinner menu. You got barbecued spare ribs, beef pot roast, chicken basil pasta, grilled mahi mahi, and pasta with marinara sauce. And the crazy part, so there's some extras there that's pretty good. You got barbecue spare ribs, a half rack for $11.69 with French fries.
Yeah, I mean that's not bad. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, they have five, unique dinner offerings, if you will. So they do kick it up a little bit and give you a little more, of an expansive menu for dinner. So that's pretty good. I mean, I can't say I've ever eaten dinner here. I mean, all the times that I've eaten here have either been breakfast or lunch, or if we were doing the monorail loop, or just grabbing a snack or something like that, jumping off and getting something and then being on our way. But never done dinner here. I mean, with all the great options they have on property, I don't, certainly this isn't a place where you can get an ADR or you would get an ADR.
No.
It's kind of a walk-up counter service
It's
type
their
deal.
food court.
Yeah, exactly. So but to your point, they do offer quite a bit of stuff, and if for some reason you were just staying at the resort and you didn't book an ADR or everything was sold out everywhere else at the Contemporary, you could certainly get something for dinner and be very pleased with it.
I've also told people with this resort to hop on the monorail if you're at the Magic Kingdom and go over and take a break and eat there and see something new, and if you want a different option from what's in the parks.
Yeah, I mean that's a good point, Doug. And even though we're just reviewing the Contemporary restaurants on this particular show, really, if you're staying on any of the Resort Loop resorts, really, you have all of the dining options at any of the resorts as well as the Magic Kingdom at your disposal. I mean, you're
Well,
only 5 or 10 minutes away, wouldn't you say? 10 or 15 at the top, from being in your room to being at even if you're at the Poly or the Grand or anywhere else.
absolutely. Well, I try to tell all my clients that I book trips for if they're going to the Magic Kingdom and they're staying for a while to try to enjoy all the hotels on the resort on the monorail loop there. Because most people don't even think about leaving the Magic Kingdom at lunchtime and going to grab lunch at one of these hotels and going back, because you can honestly get away from the hustle and bustle. If it take you an hour to go eat lunch and come back, in some ways it might be faster, especially if you're towards your front of the park, than it would be waiting to sit down at one of the other restaurants in the park or try to fight at Pecos Bills for a seat.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's not that big of a difference in time. I mean, it's not like you're going to lose 3 hours, like if you're going back to one of the other resorts that's not on the resort loop. But absolutely. I mean, we do this regularly. We'll jump over to the Contemporary. If anything, just to do what you just said, just kind of get out of the Magic Kingdom, especially if it's, mid-afternoon or something and the crowds are starting to crank up and maybe the heat's cranking up as well. There's nothing like, getting out of there for an hour or two. And, if you don't want to go back to your resort,
Yeah, recharge your batteries over here and enjoy yourself. I mean,
exactly.
because they have things, I mean, for this, the Contempo Cafe has an option for everybody. I mean, like even the pasta with marinara sauce with a breadstick is only $6.79. I know it don't cost a lot to make pasta, but how many offerings are there for $6.79?
Not too many. Not too
So, I
many.
mean, that's not bad to run the kids over.
No, absolutely. I totally agree with that. It's, take advantage of all those, resorts and what they have to offer for food items, and you can't go wrong.
Well, me and you are switching things up. I'm headed over to the Wave for lunch.
Okay.
And me and Brenda, I'm going to have the short rib Sammy. It's a sandwich, and that's where you get it, short rib Sammy. With Black Diamond Cheddar, Puro Farm, Giardiera, and locally sourced arugula on a Parker House roll. I mean, it's $18.49, but I want to try this short rib Sammy. I've never had it. Have you?
No, never have. This restaurant, I've never eaten at, actually. We had Rezzy's there once. It just didn't work out, but this is one I got to get to. Everybody that I've heard review this restaurant always has great things to say about it. So it definitely, it's a restaurant I got to get over to try for myself.
I've had I've had Rezzy's here twice myself. Mm-hmm. And the last time we were ready to go and we canceled because my brother and sister-in-law didn't want to go. And I admit, I was a little hot between the ears, but it was okay. It all calmed down. What I was looking forward to is when it first opened up.
Right.
I was all antsy to go, but we were down for Mom's 75th birthday and things change, you know.
Yep.
But
yep.
I can still cry and pout and hold my breath with the best of them.
Right.
But the lump crab cakes with Florida, they're called lump crab Florida rock shrimp cakes. They're part crab and part shrimp. They sound really good.
Yeah, they do. A lot of things on this menu sound good.
They come with a southern sweet corn salsa, a lemon tarragon aioli, and a locally sourced organic microgreens for $14.49. They sound pretty darn good.
Yeah, I'd definitely give that a try if I ate dinner here. That's definite.
Yeah, there's a lot of things. They have the soft flour tortillas, which I'm happy about that. I would like to try them because they're flour and not corn. Do you like the corn tortilla?
Take it or leave it. I mean, I don't hate them, but I could take one. I don't really eat Mexican food all that often, so I don't run into that too much. I mean, we have it maybe once a month, even if that, so I don't get wigged out over the, what the tortillas are made out of.
We have Taco Tuesday. Now, for some reason, here at my house, we make tacos a lot. But yeah. There's something about the corn is it's like drinking Diet Coke to me. It has such an aftertaste.
Yeah. Yeah, I could take it or leave it. No big deal.
But for lunch, they have the Mediterranean tuna salad. They have soft flour tortillas, grilled top sirloin steak salad, which looks pretty good. They have the build-your-own burger, which that one looks good, but pretty expensive for a burger. It's build your own beef burger with Florida raised and grass-fed beef. Add your choice of toppings, candied bacon, which you like that over the American Q.
Right. I wonder what this is. I'm surprised it's not candied chicken strips.
Yeah. red wine, caramelized onions, guacamole, grilled mushrooms and cheese, served with your choice of roasted potato wedges or sweet corn salad. It's $18.49 for this burger. It better be good. They got Reuben sandwiches, soup and sandwich, hand carved turkey, and so there's a lot of options on here that are different.
Yeah, I mean, this stuff I see on this menu that you're certainly not going to get anywhere else. I mean, Mediterranean tuna salad. Herb-crusted seared ahi tuna with organic green beans, potatoes, roasted red peppers, and olive toast. I mean, that sounds pretty good to me, and I can't say that I've ever seen that on any other menu at Disney World or any menu anywhere, for that matter.
Well, you're right, and that's the thing. This kind of rolls into your wheelhouse because you hate the dumbing down of the menu. So
right.
At least this is a restaurant that has something different for you. I mean, I haven't seen a short rib Sammy on any of the other menus.
No.
Have you?
No, and it is unique, and that was the whole, like I said, the whole spin. You know, the whole point of the restaurant when it opened up for healthier options, and I know when you mentioned the entree you were going to have, it said microgreens, and that might freak some people out, but it's just greens. I mean, maybe they're organic or whatever they might do to them or whatever. So, I mean, the food, you probably wouldn't be able to tell the difference if they didn't tell you they were microgreens versus just greens. You know
Absolutely.
What I'm saying? But it does wig some people out. I know when we were first looking at the menu, there's all these buzzwords on here that if you've never experienced these things, they could be intimidating if you're not an adventurous eater. But I don't see anything on here that's off the charts crazy. Like, boy, I wouldn't want to try that.
No, and I'm excited. This is one of the restaurants like you. It's on my bucket list. It's like must do. I have it written down on my, in my, I have a little Disney diary of things I want to do. It's been in there for a while, so this is one of the places I definitely want to go, and sooner than later, because we're in the Contemporary. If I'm not staying there, we park there all the time. I head over there to eat lunch, grab things at the Contempo Cafe, run through the resort. You know, we're always there, so I'm definitely going to eat there. I've looked in the restaurant, I've been in the restaurant, but I've never eaten at the restaurant.
Right. Now, I've never walked down the tunnel there. I see it all the time when I'm to and fro in the Contemporary, but I've never taken the plunge and walked down there and gone into the place. So
yeah.
I got to do that as well.
I've walked down the tunnel and gone into the bar area, but never eaten there.
Right.
So where are you going for dinner, my friend? Let me guess. California Grill.
Well, I'm glad you didn't bet, because if you bet, you would have lost your house or whatever you put up.
I think you did this just to get rid of me.
No, I didn't. I have my list right here. And for supper, I am going to the Top of the World Lounge, and I am going to get the beef tenderloin slider, which I can speak to personally, because I got this when I was down there a couple of trips ago. They offer, it isn't by any stretch, and this isn't a
you cheated. It's okay.
No, I didn't, Doug. I the reason I didn't go with the California Grill is because we did an extensive review of what we did at the Cali Grill on my last trip, and we even covered it again a second time when we got into the, I don't know why we were talking about the Cali Grill, but we were.
Just do, because we talk about food all the time here.
Right. So I figured I'd change it up, and this is at the Contemporary, and they do offer, you know, bar food or whatever. But these in particular, these beef tenderloin sliders for $11.49, I did get these, and they're pretty filling. I mean, and I wouldn't say that you could split it with somebody, because it is presented in appetizer form. But they were very, very good. Cooked to order. They were very tender, as the name implies. If they're not, then that would be an issue. But again, I should speak to the Top of the World Lounge is the DVC exclusive bar room that's at the top of the Bay Lake Tower. And it overlooks, well, it does overlook Bay Lake, but it overlooks the Magic Kingdom. And the unique thing about this place is, as at the California Grill, which I'm sure that's where you're going for dinner, and you can talk to it. But I'm right. You know, they do pipe in wishes or whatever nighttime extravaganza is playing at the Magic Kingdom. So you can look out the big glass window and they pipe the music in. So that's an awesome, awesome experience. And it's a beautiful, beautiful lounge up there that you can obviously get drinks and margaritas and whatever else you can imagine. But they do have a bar menu, and that's why I chose this. I would have never chosen this if I hadn't actually sampled these items, because, you know, you might just think, well, it's probably just bar food or whatever, which essentially it is. But not sure where they, you know, whether they make this over at the Wave or over somewhere at the Contemporary, or whether they have a chef cooking right there in Bay Lake Tower. I'm going to assume that they do. They must have a little kitchen off to the side or whatever. But, you know, the only thing with this is it is exclusive in that you got to either be a DVC member or know a DVC member. If you're with somebody that owns a vacation club, you can certainly, I think each member can bring up to 6 guests. So it's not that difficult to get up there. If you really wanted to, you could be creative. But I'm going to go for dinner here, because I filled up on a big breakfast and a big lunch and a heavy lobster roll. So I figured I'd go for some lighter fare for dinner and end the evening by enjoying watching Wishes from the big window.
You know, one of these days you got to take me up there, because I'm not allowed, because I'm not DVC.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I highly recommend it. And like I said, I'm not condoning this, but if you were to go over there and talk to the folks and tell them you just want to go up and take a few pictures or something. You could probably get up there if you really wanted to, but or just grab any DVC member at Bay Lake Tower, because most of the people staying there are DVC, and slip them $10 and tell them to bring me up on the private elevator, and they'll be on their way.
Oh, there you go. We'll get up there one day. I'll be down there with you one of these days, hopefully sooner than later.
Yeah, there you go. But I not again, not nothing fancy here. What is this? The top of the world. Yeah, they have beef tenderloin, which what I got for $11.49. They also offer a Florida rock shrimp salsa, which is local citrus, avocado, and crispy plantain. Soft pretzels and dips with spicy sweet cream cheese and mustard dipping sauce. And then they also have a Bay Lake Tower BLT flatbread with brie, bacon, ham, sliced tomato, and arugula. So, and they also have a dessert, a 7-layer cake for two with salted caramel, or caramel, depending how you say that, sauce for $10.99. So very limited menu. It's nothing expansive, like I said. And the main attraction there is obviously the lounge and maybe having a few drinks, enjoying the evening, and like I said, taking in a little wishes, overlooking the Magic Kingdom.
That sounds good, and you're going to get me up there, and that's that.
Oh, absolutely. I'd love to take you
I'll
up
buy
there.
first round if you take me up there, okay, buddy?
Okay.
And sooner. It's going to be soon. We got to get down there soon together. We can't. We keep alternating going down, which is a good
Right.
thing because it keeps the show busy. But one of these
Right.
times, we got to get down there together, road trip.
Two ships passing in the night.
Yeah. Well, you got to take a road trip one of these days.
So, what are you going to the pretzel cart somewhere for dinner or?
I'm gonna go eat at what you call it, the Muddy Rivers. Oh, that's over at
Oh,
Riverside. No, I'm going to the California Grill. Me and Bren's going to the grill. We're gonna have a good time. We're gonna start our meal off with the what you call it, the California combination roll, which is
okay.
jumbo lump crab, avocado, cucumber, and shrimp tempura, which is $24. There's plenty there to split it. You get quite a bit with the sushi here.
Oh yeah, I mean this restaurant is famous or renowned for its sushi. And again, they used to have Yoshi, one of only five women sushi chefs in the world, working there. She retired a couple of years ago now, but it still is a if you like sushi, excuse me, easy for me to say. They have kind of an open sushi preparation station, if you will, and there's even a couple of like bar stools that oversee the sushi making station, and it's some of the best on property. I mean, I don't eat a lot of sushi. I know you do, Doug, and
I eat it when I'm there, because
yeah.
it's the only place I trust. It's sad.
Yeah, no, I would just say that, a lot of other places are offering sushi on property now, so maybe some of the other locations have kind of stepped up their game. I know.
Over at Japan, it's awesome there. I've had it there a couple times, and we really love it over there at the Japan Pavilion.
Yeah, and even at the Pali, isn't there a sushi bar at the end by Kona there on the other side?
Yes, and then Bob also loves it down at Splitsville. He says it's the best on property. He likes the sushi better at Splitsville than he does at the California Grill.
Yeah, he did mention that when we had him on a few shows back. Yeah, but I not to rant about the sushi. I have no idea if you're going to get it on this particular meal,
Well, I
but
just told you I was getting the California combination roll.
oh, okay, all right.
You aren't listening to me as usual.
No,
You're my
I
work
was.
wife. It's okay. She ignores me at home. You ignore me on the show. It's
It just
okay.
that didn't sound like sushi for some reason. But
Yeah,
okay, go ahead.
it's a California combination roll. The other thing is I want to try this one time. I'm not getting it on this particular dinner, but have you ever had the chili coffee rub pork flatbread?
No, can't say that I had. Have.
It just seems different. I've never heard of it. I wouldn't like the problem is you're going to the Contemporary and you don't want to eat a flatbread because you want to eat it's a special occasion. You know what I'm saying? You want to get an entree, and if you get this, you're going to fill yourself.
Right.
But it sounds really good. I wish I could get it somewhere else beside on property or order takeout with it. But the chili coffee rub pork flatbread. It's Washington red pear butter, pepper jack cheese with fresh pear coffee barbecue sauce. I just would like, it's something so different. I would like to taste it, wouldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And I kind of agree with you. I mean, this is a signature restaurant on par with Jico and some of the other high-end restaurants. So, you know, this is just me. If I was going to invest in going to the California Grill and having a nice big fancy meal like this, I would not go in thinking I'm going to get a flatbread. And to be honest with you, even as good as it might read on the menu, I don't think I would get it because, to your point, Doug, you know, you're kind of looking for a signature dinner or something that's going to blow you away. And, you know, I almost think I don't, you know, flatbread in itself is awesome and very delicious, and they have them many places on property, but I just wouldn't order it, if you know what I mean.
No, because it's filling. Absolutely. Like the sushi will split the California rolls, and they're light and they're not filling. Like sushi isn't really that filling to me. And I could, me and her could share a couple pieces of that and be fine. But if I eat a flatbread, I'm going to be full. And the one problem on Disney property is, and it's just anywhere on vacation, I don't ever take leftovers home.
No, I don't either.
I'm at home. I'm eating at Franklin Village, which is our local. Like, my sister-in-law just got us a nice present, a gift card for there, and we're going to go. That's like, it's over $100 for two people every time you go. It's like you talk about here. It's kind of like compared to the prices of the California Grill. So it's a special occasion. Like, I'll bring leftovers home from there. But if you're getting steak or something like that, it never tastes the same when you heat it up. Am I wrong?
No, you're right, Doug, and particularly with steak or something like that. I mean, maybe if I have a pasta dish, we'll bring that.
That always tastes better the next day.
Yeah, exactly. But just Disney World in general, I mean, who wants to lug around a box and a bag? And, you know, chances are, depending on what time your dinner is, you're going to be going somewhere else, or you're going to, you know, be hanging around and, you know, you got that anchor around your hand the whole night. So, you know, it may sound like a sin or whatever, but I totally agree with you. I mean, if you grab pizza and you were going home, it was the last stop. If you were at the boardwalk and you went to the pizza window and say you just got a whole pie, and, you know, sure, I'd bring the box back and maybe throw it in the fridge or something, but not if I'm at dinner. I agree.
No, and that's the thing here. Like, that's why, like, I know it's sad. Like, everybody was upset when the appetizer got taken off the dining menu, and I understand it for the value reason. Mm-hmm. But I'll be honest with you, I don't eat a lot of appetizers on before my meals here for that reason. I want to make sure I finish my entree. And that's the deal here, because I'm not taking anything with me. And wouldn't you feel bad if you're at Le Cellier? And I don't like that feeling. I've told people this before. I hate where I feel stuffed.
Right, right.
So I don't want to fill up on an appetizer and then leave half my steak go because I couldn't finish it.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, when we go out to dinner, you know, at home or whatever, rarely do we get an appetizer. We might get a salad and split it or something like that. But as a rule, we're just getting the entree and a soda, and the bread is good enough for us for that meal.
That's me and Brenda too.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the only reason we tend to do it at Disney World is because it's special, and you're on vacation and you want to splurge or, you know, something like that, and you might try some things that, you know, normally I wouldn't. I totally agree with you.
Absolutely. So for dinner, me and Brent, I always include my honey on my meals.
Okay.
We're going to get this way. I can mention too, though. Too.
All right.
But I was going to go because I know how good the Oak Fire filet of beef is with the Florida heirloom tomato risotto, aged balsamic, tiny basil, and tomato butter.
Mm.
I know how good that is, but I want to try something different.
Okay.
So we're going to, Brenda's going to go with the East Coast flounder, roasted marble potatoes, Nukosi style salad, Niswa style salad, I'm sorry, lemon olive vinaigrette and olive tapenade. And that sounds really good. I'll read it again. Roasted marble potatoes, Niswa style salad, lemon olive vinaigrette and olive tapenade. Is that better, Dan?
I think it's tapenade, but I could be totally wrong.
And I call it tapenade. So
okay.
You say potato, I say potato.
Nobody's going to correct us, so roll with it.
Yeah, they will, but it's all good. So that sounds really good. Have you ever had the flounder here?
No, never had the flounder. I've had the swordfish, but not the flounder.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to stealing a couple pieces off her plate.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, everything here is so good. I mean, that's an excellent choice of what you made, and I think the why I like this menu is, they got a good balance of seafood versus beef products, and they got some lamb, which not my cup of tea, but they do offer it, and they have some pasta dishes and et cetera, et cetera. But everything that we had the many, many times we've eaten here over the years has been just exquisite. And again, I know people have been kind of crabbing about the, this restaurant. Not crabbing, but they just say that it isn't quite as good as it used to be, or it isn't, that great, or whatever. But, I've never had a bad meal here, and I would recommend this to any of my friends or family that might be going. So, maybe if you were down there and you ate there regularly, you'd see a little slippage, if you will. But we didn't notice anything. I mean, I think I mentioned we had a $500 bill, and we got appetizers and drinks and dinners and after dinner drinks and all kinds of stuff, and everything we had was just we were very, very satisfied and happy with everything, how it was presented. So California Grill is thumbs up in my book anyways.
Oh, I can't wait to try this too. Have you ever had this? This is what I'm going to go with, the shellfish mole.
Yeah, I saw that. No, I have not had it, but
It's
it
a
does.
cold water lobster tail, bay scallops, gulf white shrimp, sweet potatoes, and cilantro lime rice.
That alone would make it so that I wouldn't order it, but that's
Well,
just me.
you could get rid of the cilantro lime rice. You could tell them to hold that, and I'd probably trade in the sweet potato for a baked potato, but I'd like to try the bay scallops, the white shrimp, and the lobster tail. It would be something different to
Yeah.
see, to see how, I just would like to see how they make it here, to try theirs. And, because I get beef. I've had steaks at too many places, and I love seafood,
Right.
so I'm going on the seafood kick from now on through the park. So I want to try more of that, because I've had the beef at almost every one of these restaurants.
Yeah, I've been trying to do that as well, and I think I told you I generally do that as a rule when I'm out, or particularly on vacation in Disney World, because I don't get a lot of seafood when I'm back home because of my family doesn't really care for it. So, all things being equal, if it's down to two entrees and one of them's seafood and one of them's a steak or pork chop or something, I tend to go down on the side of the seafood.
Well, I've been doing that more and more because I'm trying to get better. I'm trying to stay away from the red meat the older I get. Less red meat's better for me. I'm not saying once a month. Is it, that's where I'm looking at. Once, maybe twice a month compared to once a week. You know what I'm saying? It's
Yep.
I'm trying to get away from it. Especially if you're here at a 5-star restaurant, you want to, I want to try different things.
Yeah,
So.
and it's just, I agree with you. And I think the menu, most restaurants have enough offerings that are not, steak based that you can certainly find something that you would enjoy and not feel that you're missing out on anything because you're not eating red meat.
So, well, that's going to be our contemporary roundup for the WDW Main Street podcast. Anything else you want to say on this, on these restaurants or this resort?
No, other than, again, this is a restaurant that I've, a restaurant, yeah. This is a resort that I've never stayed at, but I've spent lots and lots and lots of time here. I've been to many events. They have, this resort not only has the, hotel rooms, but it is kind of a, they have, what do they call it? When they meet there, they have those ballrooms where you can have events and stuff
Conferences.
in
They have a
them.
lot of conferences there.
Yeah, exactly. Not unlike the Coronado Springs, I guess. Although you never really see conference people unless you go down to the, I think it's the second floor where all of the ballrooms are, and you may run into some people with the name tags on because they do host events. But over the years, I've been to many a pin event, Vinylmation events, and different things here. So, like I've said, I've spent a lot of time here and in and around the grounds, but never stayed here. But, it makes me think of Disney World because obviously it is the iconic building that, you've probably seen the picture a million times with the monorail coming out of or going into this building, and that in itself makes it unique. And I'll bet you anybody that's never even been to Disney World could name what that building is, or at least be able to tell you that's down at Walt Disney World because it's just an iconic building.
Absolutely, and I say everybody, I try to steer a lot of my clients to head over there, or Disney nuts, friends of mine,
Mm-hmm.
you never stayed there, you should. I mean, at least go over and visit it, because it is, it's the original hotel.
You know? Yep.
You know, no doubt. You should see that one, and you won't be disappointed. I don't care how many times you go in there, when you see the monorail come in, you're always blown away.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. No doubt about it. That's an experience that everybody should have at least once.
Well, that's going to be it for us. Please, guys, give us a review on iTunes. We really, really appreciate it. That's the only thing we ask of you guys. Go over to iTunes. I know it's a pain in the butt, but it really does help us out. Everybody have a great night, and talk to you real soon.
Happy trails.
Bye. Well, guys, that's going to be it. Me and Dan's going to hop off our stools, pay our tab, and get on out of here. This show is brought to you by our fine sponsors, American Tourist Travel. For all your travel needs, contact American Tourist Travel at 856-227-9200. If you need a nice home in the Central Florida area to go visit Disney, Universal, or any of the fine amusement parks, and you want to stay outside the parks, contact Elite Vacation Homes at 888-510-6679. They have a home to fit any size family. If you need a scooter in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at 855-939-7266. And if you want to rent a vacation club on Disney property, contact David's Vacation Club Rentals at 800-610-5791. And you can also find all of our fine sponsors at our website at www.magicalmainstreetmemories.com. And please, guys, go give us a review over on iTunes. That's going to be it. Thanks again, and thanks for listening. We will see you next time. Bye-bye.